Advocates for Pregnant Workers actively oppose pregnant worker legislation that is headed to the Senate floor. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Justin Hicks reports it comes after the bill passed through a committee Wednesday morning.
Sally Dixon coordinates fetal infant mortality reviews for St. Joseph County. In her work, she's interviewed 60 mothers to find common root causes for the deaths of their babies. She testified pregnancy accommodations alone probably aren't a silver bullet fix for infant mortality, but it's one of several policies they think will help bring about the birth of healthy babies.
I would really love a pregnancy accommodation bill, but if an amendment cannot be added this year that requires the accommodation, I hope it doesn't pass and that next year we follow what Tennessee and 30 other states have done.
Business groups who want the bill to pass say it correctly balances business and worker rights more than other bills that would require accommodations. The bill passed the committee on a 6-4 vote and is headed to the Senate floor for a second reading. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Justin Hicks.